at FunkyRollingLesbianist.com, and I have a quickie for us today. All right, so before I dive into our topic for today, which is what I look at before I ever tell someone to eat less, I want to remind you that the Root Cause Reset is opening up on Labor Day. So this is August, and on September 7th, I'm going to have 5 spots available for one-on-one coaching. The Root Cause Reset is a 12-week program. It is very, very high touch. So we will be working together on your nutrition, your hair tissue mineral analysis results. We're going to be making sure that you are getting an adequate amount of food. You are getting very nutrient-dense food. You are doing all of the things that you need to do to help your body look its best, feel its best. If you are struggling with fatigue, if you are struggling with digestive issues, constant bloat, maybe your hair is falling out or breaking, your skin looks like crap, if you cannot lose weight, your mood is terrible, we are going to figure out what the cause is and fix it at the root. Okay, so this will be starting on September 7th. I only have 5 spots, so I am creating a wait list. If you want the best deal on this program, and if you want first right of refusal to those 5 spots, then you want to make sure you are on the wait list. You can email me, Kira at KiraWilliamsFitness.com, to let me know you want on that priority list, or send me a message on social media or just comment somewhere, I want to be on the wait list, and I will make sure that you are on, because again, you are going to get the best discount and you are going to get first right of refusal to those 5 spots, okay? So it will sell out. This will be the last time I'm doing this in 2026, so we're doing this, y'all. Okay, so here are the things that I look at for a client before I ever say you should eat less, okay? The first thing is, are you eating enough to support your body? So we have our base metabolic rate, which is based on our age, our weight, our height, and if, you know, to a certain extent, the amount of muscle on our body. And then we have our total daily energy expenditure, which includes your total daily activities. That would be everything from strength training to your step count to literally whatever you're doing while you're listening to me talk right now. Right now I am talking, I'm moving my arms a lot. I am burning calories. Okay. So we have to take those things into consideration. For example, my base metabolic rate is around 1400, 1450. Now you layer in all of my workouts and I'm probably around 2400 calories a day. So are you eating enough to support your body? If I have a client who comes to me, let's say they burn 2400 calories a day and they're only eating 1300 calories, you are in a significant deficit. You're in an 1100 calorie deficit. You are not eating enough to support your body. Your body is not getting the calories that it needs to fuel it. Your body is not getting the micronutrients that it needs to do all of its functions, like have a properly working heart, have a properly working brain, have a properly working thyroid, which is your master metabolism regulator, to have an adequate amount of hormones. If you are not getting an adequate amount of calories, you are missing a ton of opportunities that your body needs to do its job. So guess what it's going to do? It's going to think that it's unsafe and it's going to conserve energy, which means you're going to store body fat. So if you are eating in a serious deficit, then your body is not going to allow you to lose fat again. So, and you're certainly not going to build muscle. So we need to make sure that you are eating enough. Now, yes, a calorie deficit absolutely is how you lose fat. But if you are in a significant deficit, it is a stressor on your body and your body is going to conserve. Period. End of story. I have seen it in every woman who has come to me. Most women that come to me are not eating enough. We reverse diet, and guess what happens? They lose fat again. So making sure that you are eating enough to allow your body to feel safe and your body feels supported, and then it can drop fat, okay? Second thing I ask, are you able to recover from the demands that you are placing on your body? I think it's awesome if you want to go out and you want to leg press 400 pounds and you want to use 35s on your Bulgarian squats and you want to bench press 115 pounds. That's fantastic. I love that. You want to go out and you want to run 5Ks as fast as you in 24 minutes every Saturday. I love that. I support that. But are you recovering from that? Are you sleeping? If you're not sleeping, you're not recovering. If you are not getting, again, all of those micronutrients, you are not recovering. If you are constantly stressed out, you're constantly on the go, you're constantly living like, if you're on a blood sugar roller coaster because you're eating too much sugar or you're not eating enough or you're drinking coffee first thing in the morning and not having anything else with that coffee, if you are putting your body through the ringer and you are not supporting it, then you are unlikely to be recovering. So we need to make sure that we're giving our body the nutrients and the nourishment that it needs so that way it can recover. So if you're coming to me and you only sleep 5.5 hours a night, I'm not going to put you on a more of a calorie deficit to help you lose fat. No, we're going to be sleeping. We have to work on the foundations, and sleep is the number one foundation, okay? Number three, what's your stress load look like? If somebody is like, you know, I work like 10 hours a day and I also take care of my kids, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out and, you know, then it's like go from there and I don't sit down again until 10:30, then your stress load is probably really high. I'm not going to have you, okay, well, you know, let's add another leg day. No, you do not need to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do another leg day when really you need to be sleeping. And again, you know, we're not going to put you in more of a calorie deficit if you're not eating enough. So if you are incapable of digesting your food properly and you're constantly bloated, then we need to restore that digestion. We need to help your body be able to function at 100% before we make things even harder for it. So you can't get rid of all of your responsibilities, but what boundaries can you set and what things can you do to kind of slow down and get out of that constant state of go? Because if we are just constantly living in a sympathetic state, then our body's in fight or flight mode and it's not going to feel safe enough to do the things that we're asking of it, which is lose fat. So are we getting enough of the right micronutrients? So protein is all the rage. That's awesome. I love that. I think that's really great. But if we are ignoring our need for vitamin E, if we're ignoring our need, vitamin C's and everything, so you're probably not going to be C deficient. But if we are ignoring our need for iodine, if we are ignoring our need for zinc, if we are ignoring our need for calcium, magnesium, if we're not getting enough salt, then we're not getting enough of the right micronutrients. So macronutrients are super important. And if we eat, like, you know, if you're doing things pretty balanced, you are, and you're trying to eat the rainbow, then you're probably in a really good place. So try and do that before we try and just think about immediately calories. We want to also think about our micronutrients too. And then the last thing is, are you listening to what your body is telling you? So if you're like, well, I just want to lose fat, but like, I'm either having diarrhea or constipation like every day, then that's a problem. If we are struggling with histamine issues and also trying to lose fat, that's a problem. Why are we having these histamine issues? Why are we having the digestion issues? If we are having cravings, if we're having like major salt cravings, what's going on that's causing this? Why are you, that's probably a sign of stress. If we are having major sugar issues, okay, well, what's going on? Because that's another clue. All of these different kind of symptoms, signs our bodies are telling us, we need to listen to those things. We need to look at them and find out where they're coming from, because they're probably happening for a reason. If we're constantly tired, if we are started or like having like really bad PMS, those were like our hair is falling out. Those are all signs. Those are symptoms. Those are like, that's our body trying to tell us something. And that's a clue. And we need to go down that path and we need to figure it out. So yes, fat loss is totally possible for everyone who's in that boat, but sometimes it's a little bit more nuanced. And that's why I do one-on-one training. That's why I have one-on-one coaching spots. So these are the things, these are the big things that I look at before I just go calorie deficit. No, you've got to earn your deficit. Okay. We've got to focus on these things first. Then you can earn your deficit. When your body feels safe, when your body feels nourished, then your body is more likely to listen to the thing that you are asking of it. Okay. So again, one-on-one spots are going to be open very soon. To get on the wait list, you can email me, Kira@KiraWilliamsFitness.com. Send me a message on social media, and I will make sure that I get you on that priority list to get one of those first five spots and get the best discount. So thanks for watching. Bye.